This is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. I am always working on bringing you value. And as I go through my own life, things remind me of the tools that I get to use and how they're supporting me. And then I like to share that with you. You know that this auditing process is a gradual editing. It's a gradual noticing. It's a gradually being curious and then making small shifts. It's not some giant thing that happens all at once when you go to a seminar. Transformation happens bit by bit. So today I am sharing with you tools, and this week, tools to support you when things don't go your way. When, despite all of the things you're doing that you think are supposed to take you in the perfect place, sometimes things don't happen that way. They don't seem to happen in your favor. In level four leadership, we step into the understanding that we are the creator in our world, and we are responsible for what we're experiencing. One of the greatest things we're responsible for is our reaction, how we interpret things, how we process things. This week, I found myself at Spirit River, super happy to be back, smelling the pine in a rainstorm, sleeping beautifully in the morning, hiking down to the cliff. Before I went to the cliff, I saw some smoke down there, and there are some owners on the property next door that are new. I also saw something that I didn't normally see down through the woods. I couldn't make it out. I decided to go take a walk down there because it was morning, and I love doing some meditation and prayer down on the cliff. It's a sanctuary. As I got down there, I could see quite a bit was different. I could see trees had been cut, and I could see a truck parked with lumber on it, very close to the cliff edge. That's something that I've never seen down there. It seemed completely foreign to me. And as I looked, they were building a platform right next to the lot line, hanging over the cliff, which is, it's a protected area, so that's not supposed to be happening there. And then there were some other items that were like visually tarnishing my experience. I was in a little bit of shock. Now, a dozen years ago, that would have really set me off. Seeing that would have dismantled my foundation, and I would have been so agitated, almost not able to control myself. I instead, this time, because I have tools, I surveyed the situation. I looked at it. I took it in. I looked at in detail. I looked at everything. I then thought about what I wanted to do. So I kind of took a deep breath. I looked at everything. I then determined what needed to be taken care of right away. Like what was urgent. And what I could do. What support I could reach out for. And I love people, right? So the two gentlemen who operate the zoning for the township and the county, I talk with them regularly every time I'm going to do something. I bounce it off of them. I make sure it's appropriate for the area because I love this area. So as the universe works, it's 8:30 in the morning and I call these two gentlemen and both are available to talk with me immediately. I don't know if you can hear it, but there's a pileated woodpecker in the background. I'm up at Spirit River, and it is, when they fly, they are not quiet. And there's been a lot of, like, loud pecking during the day. But the pileated woodpeckers, typically, they're so big. It's like, doop, 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 doop. It's not rapid fire. I saw a red-headed woodpecker today for the first time. Really bright redhead. I mean, deep red, crimson. And then really distinct white and black on its body. Back to the story. I called these gentlemen and I told them what was going on. And I told them there was some urgency because there was lumber on a truck right down there, ready to get, there was a frame already up. And then I went on my way, and I had meetings throughout the day, and I wasn't able to get over and meet this gentleman and this woman before the county was coming to pay them a visit, which the timing isn't perfect, but I figure that the universe is setting it all up to be exactly the way it's supposed to be. I went down to the camp down the road, set up some things for retreats that are coming up, and had a really delightful visit with them over there. And then I decided I better just like really, really set myself up for the best possible visit. And I headed up to the next property. And already one of the gentlemen I spoke to was already there talking, and it made a somewhat stressful first time hello. And we chatted. I told him it was nothing personal. I love this land, and I care about it. And we went back and forth and exchanged phone numbers, some handshakes. Today I got a call from the zoning gentleman, and they said all that stuff's going to have to be removed, and it's going to have to be, fixed. That area is going to have to be fixed back up. Well, some things you can't fix back up, but when I looked down there, okay, so I took action. I seek support. I took action. And then I took care of myself. I did what I could, and then I carried on with my day. I didn't let those things that were happening knock me off of my foundation, because I know that things are always working out for me. So when I was down there, I wondered, how is this working out for me? And typically there's lots of lumber that has fallen, and that property hasn't been taken care of in a long time. They picked up all the deadwood, and they really cleared it out. There were still quite a few trees left, and I know there were a lot of dead trees still standing. So they did some level of organizing. That's how I decided to look at it. And then I went and took care of myself. I met with a friend. I made a beautiful lunch for myself. And then the last thing I always do is I reflect on it. Has it been resolved? What do I need to do next? So today I followed up, and I got those different answers from the zoning agents. And I can't make everything happen right now with the snap of a finger, but they have a cease and desist. They can't move forward. And it looks like none of the stuff that they have over there, they're going to be able to use, because they didn't get permits for it. So what I did just now is I showed you an example, a real life example of me in a process that I'm sharing with you this week. It's a process of when you can use when you feel like you've been blindsided. Now, we're never blindsided, but sometimes it feels like it, doesn't it? So you take a deep breath. You assess the situation. You prioritize what has to happen immediately, etc. You reach out for support. Some of you in this community, you get into some trouble in your life and you pull away from the coaching. That's not the right time to pull away from the coaching. So you seek support. Then you take action when you have a good, you have some pathway revealing itself to you. And that action also prevents you from feeling depressed or out of control. And then you take care of yourself, and then you assess the whole process. So I'm going to talk about this week when things are starting to unravel. We're gonna talk about the tools that will support you so that you don't create a momentum that's gonna attract more of what you don't want. Have a beautiful day. Sending you big love.